Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show. Streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in, hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning, the final day with any winter attached to it because the equinox comes later. But I guess maybe because this is my first March being here early in the morning, maybe I never realized that this happens, but where the sun is coming up outside the WBSM studio window, the sun is coming up right behind the closest wind turbine. And that wind turbine is moving. So basically what's happening is the sunlight is getting chopped up by the moving wind turbine. And it's creating like a strobing effect with the sunlight here in the studio. It's kind of messing with me. Mainly because I feel like we should have some, you know, some house music in here. Wait for the drop. No. Anyway, 508-996-0500. That's the number to call in and chime in. And as I mentioned earlier, we do have the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app explaining what the connection is between Ollie's Bargain Outlet and Building 19. Because we put the story out Saturday that Ollie's is coming to New Bedford. We now know it will be here. The plan is midsummer for it to open, depending on if there are any construction delays or anything. And I suppose there might be some delays as they're trying to finish up the Kings Highway area and get it ready for the commuter rail to start this summer. So there may be, you know, some holdups, but I would expect for the most part, everything will get done on time. And, you know, you'll be shopping at Ollie's for back to school stuff. But as we put the story out there, there were all these comments that people would make. And by the way, I'm just going to get on this soapbox again. Don't comment on something if you haven't read the story. When we put out a nice photo of something and then you see a title underneath it that says something like, Ollie's is coming to New Bedford. And you see at the top of that title, it says WBSM.com right there. That means that that's an article that you can click on and get more information because there's only so much information we can put in a 60-character title and in a brief caption on Facebook. We can't give you all the information there. You click on the story and you can find out the rest of the information. So don't ask questions like, where? The information is in the story. And what really bothers me too is when people try to act like they're experts in something by taking either text from the story or from somewhere else and dropping it in the comment when that information is in the story. Like you're not some scholar of things. You're not some insider on things. It's in the story. Just read it before you comment. And then you got all the folks who were saying these untrue stories about the connection between Ollie's and Building 19. And I kept trying to comment under, like, no, read the story. There's no evidence of that, of anything that I found online. And so yesterday I spoke with Tom Kuypers of Ollie's, and he explained to me exactly what that connection is. And really nobody was right. Everybody that was dropping all that information, well, that's what a store employee told me. Right. And like, I'm going to trust the kid that's, you know, making my Big Mac over at McDonald's to know all the ins and outs about how Ray Kroc founded the business. Or actually stole the business, if you've seen the founder. But I don't deny that you were probably told that, but what I'm telling you is what you were told was incorrect. It's not like they hand you, when you go to work at Ollie's, a giant handbook that says, here's the history of the company for you to share with anybody that asks. But so I tried my best to debunk some of those rumors. Maybe it didn't. Maybe you don't care. But I was interested in finding out the truth. I was interested in finding out how a business got to use the tagline and marketing and everything of Building 19. As a Building 19 fan, I was interested in that. But you can read about it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But basically, as I said earlier, it's a story of friendship, which is not the case. And what happened in the appointments and briefings meeting of the city council last night, there was an altercation, an incident, an event that happened between Councilor at Large Linda Morad and Gilly Safiolas. And you can see the video of it. There's a couple ways to see it. You can see the official, you know, city council meeting video on the city's website. And if you want to see this particular part, it happens when Police Chief Paul Oliveira is at the podium discussing some of these speeding issues with traffic in Ward 1. I watched the citizens' participation portion of the meeting, and I watched some of the Ward 1 discussion, and then I watched the end of the meeting when they were talking about needing to reclassify the salary or allow the CFO's office and the city solicitor's office to hire at a step 3 instead of a step 1. But this happened during the Ward 1 speeding discussion while the chief is at the podium. And the meeting had already been a little bit contentious. Craig, and I apologize if I butcher your last name, Craig, but with a name like Weisberg, I understand it. Craig Pazinski stood up and he basically talked about how the citizens' input time that they're given is not enough citizens' input time. And I agree with him. But then he took it in a different direction, and some of the counselors, you know, called for him to have to stop talking because it wasn't what he had said he was going to be talking about for the agenda. So things got a little contentious there. But it seemed to calm down as they started the discussion about the Ward 1 speeding issues, wanting to put speed tables in certain areas to try to slow down speeders. In some cases, those weren't doing so. They were talking about cameras, all different types of things. Ward 2 Councilor Maria Giesta, you know, rightly brought up to the chief, you know, I commend these folks from Ward 1 for coming out, but this is an issue across the city, and it's something that we need to look at across the city. But as this discussion is happening, Gilly Safiolas gets up, I guess, to use the restroom. And you can see this individual part. New Bedford Guide put up the photo, the video on their Facebook page. It appears it was shot by Carlos Felix because you can hear him kind of behind the camera. So give him credit for the footage. And Gilly gets up apparently to use the restroom, and he walks toward the podium and apparently you're supposed to go around so as not to be disruptive, but he was just walking over in that direction. Counselor at large Linda Morad stands up and she tries to block him from going that way. And then they do that little awkward dance where he goes and shifts this way and she shifts that way. And then he shifts this way and she shifts that way. And then as he kind of turns around the corner, she grabs his arm. He's yelling at her at this point, saying, you know, you're not the chair. Basically saying, you know, it's not her call to stop him or to say anything about him interrupting the meeting. And, you know, meanwhile, the chair of appointments and briefings is Counselor Ian Abreu, and he's trying to say, you know, you've got to go around. You can't walk through that way. But as he's yelling at her, you know, you're not the chair, she puts her arm out to stop him and puts her hand on his arm, and he yells, you know, you just assaulted me, and looks toward Chief Oliveira, who's on the podium at the time, and just has this look on his face like, what is happening here? And he was actually in the middle of answering a question from Counselor at Large Shane Burgo when this happened. They end up taking a recess of a couple of minutes to try to get things back into order. And then they go back into the meeting and they even say to, you know, Chief Oliveira, you can continue. And he says, I don't remember what I was talking about. And that's an interruption to the meeting that was unnecessary. And you can, again, you can see that clip on New Bedford Guide, but you can see more of what happened in the full video of the meeting on the city's website under the archives. And you can make up your mind about what was necessary. What were the necessary steps there? But according to New Bedford Guide, Councilor Morad will be summoned to the police department, to the police station, for an apparent assault on Gilly Safiolas. Now, it was not an assault. He was not harmed, but she physically put her hands on him, which a city councilor should not do that. And I understand she's frustrated. We had her on the program all last year. And I understand how frustrated she is with the antics of some of those folks. But you can't stoop down to their level if that's what you think is the problem, such as sticking her tongue out at people, now putting her hands on, like, why would you give him ammo? Why would you give him fuel for the fire? And so I don't know. If he got up and was trying to go in a direction that he shouldn't have gone, it's up to the chair of the committee to tell him to sit down. And certainly nobody should have put their hands on him. You know, perhaps if he kept going in the direction that they were telling him not to go, you know, Chief Oliveira could have stopped him. But outside of that, nobody else should have put their hands on a citizen. 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. Is this an official proceeding, or are we in, like, you know, elementary school and where we're voting on, you know, who's going to be the class president so I can get free lunch? You know, it takes two to tango, but you have one city councilor who consistently acts a certain way to a certain person. You know, I don't know her personally. I don't know Linda Morad personally. And I don't know if she's acted this way to other people or if it's just, this guy, you know, Gilly.
I mean, I can tell you.
Is it just to him or is it to other people? Has she acted this belligerent to other people?
In my experiences with her, she has been nothing like this to me. She's been, you know, a very, very nice, cordial person to me. A lot of people you know, say those kind of things about her, that she is a nice, sweet person, but that they're, you know, when she gets upset, you know about it. I mean, ask Catherine about it. Catherine has had issues with her in just the way that they've interacted during official proceedings. So I think it's a situation where she's fed up with what's going on, but also at this point, you have to realize you're not defusing the situation, you're antagonizing the situation.
Right, exactly. Like, we've gone through situations when we were kids, when you have somebody that's just bothering you, you ignore them, and they usually go away. That was something my mother used to say, hey, just ignore your brother. He'll stop eventually. And that's what Gilly's doing.
Well, you can ignore Gilly all you want. He's not going away. He's still going to show up with those signs every meeting.
Right, exactly. But he does that specifically to antagonize. Is there any way to write any type of, like, ordinance on how, you know, the official proceeding of a city council to say, listen, no signage indoors. If he wants to march outside and protest with signs, fine. If he wants to come inside, there's no signage, because how? Make up an excuse. You're obstructing view of this, that, or the other thing, or disrupting proceedings or whatever. Whatever you can, because you can limit so-called free speech. There's precedents on the Supreme Court level all the way up. And they've said, you know, you can have free speech zones. Like, if you want to protest, go outside.
If you try to
have a sign inside.
If they try to do that, it's going to result in a court case that I think nobody wants to have to deal with.
Yeah, I think that's also another thing that I think Gilly's chasing. Court cases and, like this whole thing with the assault. Really? Really, Gilly? Like, that's absolutely ridiculous that you would go after her for assault just because you don't like her. Because if somebody else, if Ian Abreu grabbed his arm, it might have been a different outcome.
But also reverse the situation. If Gilly had put his arm on Linda Morad's, his hand on Linda Morad's arm, then certainly he would have been let out of the, you know, he would have been let out of the council chambers. Maybe even in handcuffs.
And in handcuffs, exactly. This is a problem with the both of them. They are just adversarial. They act like two-year-old children in a playground. It's disgusting. It's underneath the office of the city council. She needs to be the bigger person. Let's put it this way. She should have allowed him to do whatever he wanted, because she's not in that type of authority. But because it's him, because if it was anybody else, I don't think she would have put her hands on anybody else. She would not have done anything. She wouldn't have even spoken up. She would have waited for the chair. But I also think because she's so adversarial with Ian, this might have also done something, because she wasn't going to wait for the chair to say something and take authority and exercise his authority. That's another possibility.
Yeah,
she needs to go. She sticks out her tongue. Like, come on. Like, I don't hear this from any other city councilor. I really don't. And I've never heard it in the past.
Part of me wonders, and I don't know anything about this, but part of me wonders if maybe she is done and she's not going to seek re-election, and maybe she's like, I'm just going to take care of all these issues, you know, in my last term here. I don't know that, but I'm just wondering that, you know, is this a matter of I'm just going to go rogue here and take this problem head on? I don't know.
Right. It'd be like, what do they call it with the president's last term?
Lame duck.
Lame duck Morad. Is going to just let it all hang out on Gilly. And, you know, just Gilly's just an antagonizer. But he only antagonizes certain people.
I think everybody gets annoyed. But, antagonizing is a different thing.
I mean, Chris McCarthy gets annoyed. And he made me laugh. I loved it when he put, you know, he's just, Gilly is Gilly. And it just, one, it makes for a bad, you know, bad look on the city council, and it's a black eye on the city.
Yeah. I got to hold you there, though. I want to get another caller in, but appreciate it. Thank you. And 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
A quick question. Mm-hmm. I know I don't have a lot of time because the news is coming up. But how long, you know, really, how long has this been going on with Gilly and Linda Morad?
I can tell you that the first time I encountered Gilly was probably 2017 or 18, and he was holding up his signs then. So, okay. I don't know how far back it goes, but they used to be on the same team.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm not here to judge one or the other, but, you know, first of all, Gilly, too, he needs to give it a rest. He's always complaining about Linda Morad. And, you know, not that long ago, I think he called your program, and he was complaining about that, something about one of the other counselors that everybody, the public, was picking on one of the other counselors because of something that the other counselor voted against, okay? He's entitled to his opinion. But it's almost like I get a feeling from Gilly, it's like he's too like a kid. You know, he's a grown ass man, and he should, you know, whatever. We already know he sits there with a sign. This has been going on, but you know what? Enough is enough, too. Because I have to tell you, I don't really know Linda Morad. And again, I get very frustrated with a lot of things because of her being there as long as she has. And, you know, maybe sometimes a lot of her attitudes that, you know, that's hurt her house, her chamber, which, you know, I don't agree when she talks like that. But, you know, I have to put myself in her place. I mean, and other people should, too, because how long could you deal? And I get it. You know, everybody's saying, well, you know, she's a political position and she should know better. But I mean, let's be realistic here. How long could you really stand every council meeting, every meeting, this person's there sitting behind you with a sign, and we don't even know if he's saying or not saying anything to her because I'm not there. But, you know, everybody gets to a breaking point, and there are days where, you know, life maybe is not good. So sometimes, yeah, you're going to boil over. Sometimes you're going to lose your temper. Should you control your temper? Yeah, you should. But you know what? We're all human. So people can judge her for her certain actions in the chamber when it comes to ruling on things. But as far as Gilly, too, I think he really needs to give it up. You want to go, fine, but, you know, this thing about always calling the radio station, always complaining about every little thing that she does, he needs to grow up, too. I'm sorry, but that's my opinion, because we all have our breaking points. And I think that if we were in her place, you know, maybe, like you said, if it was Ian, if it was, Brian Gomes, somebody else, I think the outcome would have been a lot worse already. Anyway, that's my 2 cents for today. Have a good day.
Thank you. You as well. And we will take more of your calls, 508-996-0500. Right now, though, I'm going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with the... And we will take more of your calls coming up. Right now, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day from Phil Devitt.
Americans ask for help in Haiti. A major milestone for chemical safety in the United States. And prices going up on a popular vehicle.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Nearly 1,000 Americans have reached out to the State Department for help in Haiti, where gang violence has plunged the nation into chaos. A State Department spokesperson says people have been filling out crisis intake forms online as the U.S. tries to get them out on chartered flights. Former President Trump's lawyers say he's unable to secure the $464 million fraud judgment against him in New York. Trump needs to post bond by next week, or New York Attorney General Letitia James can start collecting during the appeals process. According to legal documents filed yesterday, his legal team is asking the appeals court to step in, adding finding a bond is, quote, practically impossible. The Environmental Protection Agency is banning the last form of asbestos used in the United States. The government agency called it a, quote, major milestone for chemical safety by banning the ongoing use, which has been linked to multiple types of cancer. It applies to a type of asbestos used in car parts. The Minnesota Court of Appeals is siding with a woman who was denied emergency contraception by a pharmacist in 2019. The court ruled Monday that the pharmacist's denial of the morning-after pill amounted to a gender discrimination. The pharmacist who refused to fill the prescription had argued that the morning-after pill violates his religious beliefs. Some U.S. Capitol police officers will wear body cams for the next 6 months. The agency has begun a pilot program that will have 70 officers wearing body cams for the next 180 days. A task force will review the results of the pilot program to see if it should be implemented permanently. And prices on Tesla's best-selling vehicles are going up again. The company's website says the Model Y SUV, Tesla's most popular model, will cost about $1,000 more as of April 1st in the U.S. It's the latest of several pricing adjustments this year.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
The Boston Celtics beat the Detroit Pistons 119-94 last night. They play the Milwaukee Bucks at home on Wednesday. But first, the Boston Bruins are home to play the Ottawa Senators. That game at TD Garden scheduled for 7. Red Sox and Tampa Bay Rays at spring training this afternoon, just after 1 o'clock.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Tuesday morning. We're starting off the day with dry conditions, mostly clear skies. And so will be the case as we head into the afternoon hour. Temperature is barely topping out in the mid-40s with breezy conditions. Not as windy as yesterday. Overnight, mostly clear, cloudy, upper 30s as we head into Wednesday, mostly sunny skies. Temperature is rebounding nicely to near 50 with a southwesterly breeze up to 20 miles per hour. From the ABC 6 weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecil Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. If you want to call in and chime in, you can also send those app chat messages via the WBSM app. We were talking before about what happened in the appointments and briefings meeting last night. And again, if you want to see just the short clip of what transpired between Gilly Safiolas and Counselor-at-Large Linda Morad, New Bedford Guide has it posted on their Facebook page. You can see the video there. And I believe it was shot by Carlos Felix. And you can see the moment where Counselor Morad puts her hand on Gilly Safiolas' arm and he, you know, yells out, "You just assaulted me." And apparently, according to what New Bedford Guide has posted, she will be summoned to the police department to address this situation. So that's where we've gone with this now. And, you know, to be fair, if the situation was reversed, if Gilly had reached out and put his hand on Linda Morad's arm, it would have been called assault. And as I said before, you know, he might have actually been led out of the council chambers and perhaps even in handcuffs. So it can't be a double standard. But at the same time, this is what this has devolved to now. And Counselor Morad, sorry, just force of habit from all of the interviews last year. But Counselor Morad is more than welcome to call in and share her side if she wants to. But my guess is that it's not a prudent move if she has to, you know, talk to the police about the incident. Not that she probably doesn't feel that it's that big of a deal, but, you know, you just don't want to go on the radio and talk about it before you've talked about it with the authorities. And that may also be why we haven't heard from Gilly, too. I know he was having some phone issues yesterday, it seemed like, where his phone wasn't connecting. When he would try to call in, it would disconnect, and then he would try to call my office line, and that would disconnect. But we might not hear from either of them for a little while on this. But the general consensus from people who've been calling in this morning is, you know, Councillor Morad can't feed into what is happening. And that's what this does, is it feeds into it. And granted, in the moment, she might not have been thinking, I better not touch him. But it's clear on the video that she does. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. It's Craig.
How's it going, Craig?
Good, man. I was there last night when everything went down. I'll give you the gist of the story, what happened. So Gilly Tapioli walked through the front, like he always does. He walked by, like, the front of the, between the chairperson and the council. He walked through to go to the bathroom. When he was in the hallway, Ian said, hey, nobody passing through the front, go around the back. He did not hear it. When he walked back in, he went to walk around the chief and go through, and Linda jumped in front of him and impeded his pathway. And then what happened on the video is what you've seen. She grabbed his arm as he was walking by. You know, if that was Gilly, myself, or anybody else, we would have been left in handcuffs. But the officer said that she will be summoned for simple assault on Gilly Sapiola. So sure. That's really...
Yeah, obviously, you know, you don't want to interrupt the meeting for that. I understand that decision. So he was coming back from the bathroom when this happened, because on the regular camera for the live stream, you know, you can't really see when he got up or where he was coming from.
Yeah, he was coming back from the bathroom. So he left. Like, he always walked by there. Right after he did, within minutes, Derek Baptiste walked the same exact pathway that he did. And I get he's a counselor, right? And nothing against Derek. Derek didn't do anything wrong. But when Gilly went to walk that way, Linda literally jumped in front of him like she was a security guard. That's not her job to box somebody into walking to their feet. You know, she was, you know, again, Gilly's always there. Gilly had his Linda Morad, you know, the tyrant kind, all that good stuff. But Gilly was not being loud, was not being disruptive until she put her hands on him. Then, yes, he got loud, and you guys can see in the video, saying it's assault and all that.
And just to clarify, so he walked through between the counselors and the chair.
Yeah, like in the middle, there's a pathway that goes over to the seat.
Right.
Between the, you know, where Linda Morad, you obviously know, and the chair right in front of him. He just was walking by. He wasn't being disruptive, wasn't being loud, wasn't doing nothing.
But the correct route is to go behind the counselors and walk in front of the audience members.
That's kind of up for debate, because everybody has walked through that path, not just Gilly. I've done it before, I'll be honest. Like, I've got up not thinking about it. I've got up to go to the bathroom, and the reason why I've done it is when you go around the back, people's feet are out, and it's hard to get through between the back row and if the back row is full. And it was last night. It was full because of the speed table at Ward 1. Mm-hmm. They were disgusted, and there was a lot of people from Ward 1 there. So I'll be honest, that's a normal pathway everybody normally walks. I've walked that way. I've never been told not to. You know, everybody in there has walked that way, because in the back of the chamber where there's those seats and then there's the council seats, it is hard to walk through there if it's a full house.
And were there any seating issues because the balcony was closed?
Yes.
Did enough people show up that there was a problem?
Yes, there was. People were standing up at the doorway. There was a seating issue. There was no open seats available at that time, other than Gilly was actually standing up in the corner. But yeah, there was a pretty much all the seats were full last night, and there were people standing in the hallway.
And then just between the Ward 1 issue, and I know it was citizens' participation, so I'm sure, you know, that's going to draw a bigger crowd.
No, absolutely. I was there last night. I spoke as well, but I got cut off. They didn't like what I was talking about. Well, they tried to cut me off. I'm sure if you watched it, you saw it.
I did. I saw what happened. And just to give you a second to kind of, you know, state the point that you were talking about, you were basically saying that there needs to be more time for citizens' participation.
Yes, that's exactly what I was saying. And I was trying to bring up an example because, example, Ryan Pereira has not been answering his phone for constituents, and he hasn't answered for me. He promised me that citizens' input time was going to go into the committee. And people were asking about his deal with his uncle's property with the $4 million.
I don't want to get into the issue itself. But
I'm not going to get into being involved with that.
But in terms of your point of the time isn't enough and it should happen in a general council meeting and not in appointments and briefings, I agree with that. I don't know why there can't be, you know, one meeting a month where they have that same half an hour allotment. I know they have a lot of things on the table, but it's an important thing for the people to have their say.
Absolutely. And that was my point I was trying to make last night. Listen, if something happens in a general council meeting, Tim, and nobody's there, the citizens aren't there to speak. I'm sorry. It's not a true city unless the citizens have input. If, you know, it's not just the councilors that live in the city, right? There's citizens that want to talk about something that they're voting on at the general council meeting. Why are they going to wait 40 days afterwards to go to appointments and briefings meeting? By that time, it's already voted on and moved forward. So that's the point I was trying to make last night. Hey, listen, we got to have this at the general council meeting so you know where the citizens are coming from before you vote on something.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you for the call. I got to take a break here, but I appreciate the insight.
No problem, Tim.
Have a good day. Bye. And we do have to take that break, but 508-996-0500. We will be right back. Welcome back in. Say, if you haven't tried crispy, crunchy chicken yet at Gas Express in New Bedford at the corner of Tarkin Hill Road and Belleville Avenue, you do not know what you are missing. Their motto is either you know how good it is or you haven't tried it. And more people are trying it. I'm hearing from everybody who tells me, Tim, you're right. It is the best fried chicken in New Bedford. Tasty, meaty, not greasy. You can get it in bone-in or boneless tenders, however you prefer it. They also have a great chicken sandwich as well. It's hand-breaded and mildly Cajun spice. It's not spicy. It's not overpowering. It's something where when you taste it, you're going to say, ooh, I like that little kick. And of course, they have all those great sides as well, like their potato wedge fries, jambalaya, mac and cheese, and of course, their famous honey biscuits. Stop by. They open up at 11 a.m., 11 to 8 Sunday through Thursday, and open until 10 on weekends. Stop by and get yourself a 2, 3, or 4-piece crunch box deal, or you can get family meals, but you want to call ahead if you can order a family meal because they make it in small batches so that it's fresh and it's not sitting under the warmer for hours. So you want to give them a little time if you want enough for the whole family. But these crunch box deals, we're talking about you're getting lunch or dinner for around 10 bucks. You can't beat that anymore, especially when you get those boneless tenders, big, meaty boneless tenders. You get a 2-piece boneless tender meal, that's going to fill you up. I'm telling you, that's how big these things are. And of course, all their great sauces too. So check out Crispy Crunchy Chicken at Gas Express in New Bedford at the corner of Tarkin Hill Road and Belleville Avenue. Let's take a phone call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. What's on your mind?
Awesome. So I was originally going to call when you were talking about the thrift stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got sidetracked into, I guess, another event at City Hall.
Yes.
Another event at City Hall. I don't know how the taxpayers, under these conditions in the city of New Bedford, can tolerate these events at City Hall, and they're actually more concerned about how a citizen who goes in there with a sign is the problem. I mean, it's bad enough. You go into that chamber, and you're looking at the backs of all of your city councilors. How rude is that?
I mean, that's a good point. I mean, I think part of the issue is, you're dealing with something that has started with being this disagreement, this dislike between two people that has just continued to fester over the years and now has reached the point of, you know, absurdity.
Absurdity. And the problem is this is on the taxpayers' back. our back, we don't have any more room for any more. We can't put any more straw on our back, and we have to watch our representatives act in a way that is unprofessional. I mean, you can expect that from a citizen, but by the same token, holding a sign in City Hall is not a problem.
And if you're a counselor, you can't put your hands on a citizen.
I don't care if you're a counselor or a private person. You never put your hands on another person. And so the call is, all right. I mean, if Gilly would have touched her, he was going out in handcuffs. So this has to stop. We're paying for this debacle at City Hall.
And real quick, because I got to take a break. What was your point on thrifting?
Thrifting, make sure you check the pockets. Make sure you check the pockets, Tim.
Did you have a good find?
Oh, my God. You don't know how much money is recuperated on donated items. Like, I mean, so I worked at a place for 5 years where you go all the time to get your clothes now, okay? And so it is not uncommon to find a lot of money. It is not uncommon. People actually donate piggy banks with money in it, Tim.
And you can't even trace back who left it there to even try to return it to them.
Okay, so that's another story. I've had people that used to call and ask about a picture that they donated a week ago that they found out that there was something behind the picture that they just found out about. And then, of course, you know the way the stuff moves through there, that stuff is in and out within a day.
Right. Turns out the map to D.B. Cooper's, you know, hidden treasure was behind that photo. Whoops.
Yeah, I mean, you just never know. I mean, the biggest find I saw when I was there in my 5 years was a young lady found, I believe, $1,500 in a bank envelope in a bag of donated clothes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, what was the company policy? Did she get to keep that, or did she have to give it to the bosses?
No. So if an employee, not members of management, if whatever we found had to go in, but if an employee found money, I want to say they got like, I think out of the $1,500, I believe she got $500.
Not a bad cut. Not bad at all.
No, I mean, because again, I mean, we're in there doing the job for the company. I mean, nobody donated that money to us. It was donated, and that's the way it goes.
I guess the other part of that is somebody out there is thinking, you should just put the whole $1,500 in your pocket and kept your mouth shut.
Well, I tell you, there's a lot of cameras. And so if you're willing to do that, I mean, if you go to Savers early in the morning, you're talking about 40 full-time employees in that building. It's a serious event in there every day.
I believe it, yeah. I got to just hold you there because I got to take one final break, but thank you for the call.
Have a great day, Tim. Thank you.
You as well. Some good insight there as well. We can talk more about that coming up right now. I've got to take a quick break.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.